They've done nothing about getting any maps together to give the public some idea of where things may be headed. They say that by law they're prevented from doing it until the start of the session in 2012. But in actual fact, they could have preparatory maps and they could get input for those maps, as they can't pass them before 2012 and have them accepted. But if they had them ready to go when the legislature convenes in January this year, then they would be able to probably vote them out by the first week of end of the first week of session, which is around January 13th, I think. But if they don't do it anything until March, there's very, very little time. They have to be approved by the Department of Justice. They have to be approved by the courts. That can take a good 3 months. And people who want to run have to qualify in June. So there's this very big possibility that people will be filing to run and they won't even know what seats they're, you know, fully their districts were going to be.
Now, of course, all states have to do this. It happens every 10 years. And some states are farther along. Some states have already gotten their maps drawn and they're ready to go. Is it your view and the view of the league that they're taking too long? They're dragging their feet on this?
Oh, yes. I mean, we feel that it's a sort of deliberate thing that's happening. They're in no haste to get this done and get them before the public. And part of it is because it will be different this time in that the amendments 5 and 6 were approved by 63% of Florida voters at the last election. And those amendments, we call them fair districts amendments, really change the way that the districts should be drawn. They can't have these long, snaky districts anymore where they link over to a Republican here or a Democrat here. I mean, both parties did it. No one's not to blame here. But that is something that the legislature itself is not happy with. And there's lawsuits in which Corinne Brown, for instance, who has one of these snaky districts from Jacksonville down into Orange.
And we should point out here that the League of Women Voters worked for those changes in the redistricting laws in the Constitution. And that lawsuit you referred to argues that the changes in the laws will reverse gains that have been made in minority representation. So what do you think about that? Are minorities in danger of losing representation? Is that the case?
Well, it's one way of looking at it. But, you know, the other way of looking at it has been that if you put all minorities into one district, you've got them sort of, you know, holed up in this one district. They're not going to be able to be influential in any other districts. I mean, there's a possibility if they were split 45% one district, 45% in another, they could end up having two districts instead of one.
Okay, well, I want to switch gears completely here now and talk about the redistricting process for Orange County. Now, that process is going on simultaneously. In fact, the redistricting group for the county is also holding a public hearing today. You were appointed by County Mayor Teresa Jacobs to sit as one of the 15 members in the county's redistricting advisory board. You've just been criticizing state lawmakers for not being prepared with any maps to show. Does your group have any maps yet?
We have 8. By the second week, we had 2 maps following the guidelines that we were given. And then members of the public have filed a map, too. And we've had very interesting proposals from members of the public. I mean, our meetings have been very well attended for, you know, hearings, which you could say from a lot of people is a pretty esoteric subject. But they've been really good. We've had a lot of good input.
A lot of the discussion I've heard about redistricting in Orange County revolves around whether the county might draw a district that would be primarily Hispanic. Now, on the current maps, parts of District 3 already have a large Hispanic population. Is a change in that district's lines among the changes on the table?
District 3 and District 4, I think, as well, that they could be drawn in such a way as to give the potential to have a minority appointee.